This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. President Joe Biden has signed a series of executive orders aimed at stemming the coronavirus pandemic in the United States, including requiring international travelers to test negative when they travel to the country. At the White House, Biden said the U.S. response to the pandemic so far has been a dismal failure and warned Americans things will get worse before they get better.
We didn't get into this mess overnight. It's going to take months for us to turn things around. But let me be equally clear. We will get through this. We will defeat this pandemic.
The 10 orders signed by Biden include measures to increase vaccinations and testing, lay the groundwork for reopening schools and the economy, and immediately increase the use of masks. More than 24 million Americans have been infected with COVID-19, and more than 408,000 people in the United States have died from the disease. The head of the World Health Organization has hailed the United States' announcement that it would remain part of the UN body, saying it was a good day for the WHO and a good day for global health. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is the WHO Director General.
Since WHO's founding in 1948, the United States has played a vital role in global health, and the American people have made enormous contributions to the health of the world's people. We look forward to continuing this partnership, as I know all member states do.
President Joe Biden's top medical advisor on COVID-19, Dr. Anthony Fauci, on Thursday announced renewed U.S. support for the World Health Organization after it had faced blistering criticism from the Trump administration. Visit voanews.com.